You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Welcome back to the podcast. It's your girl, Gaggy Wendy. And today's guest is someone I really don't want on the show.
What?
But my producers were like, do this because it's like good for the traders. And I was just like, fine. So today's guest is a fucking loser named Tom Sandoval. Welcome.
Dude, what kind of intro is that, dude?
This is my show. When you come on my show, I can intro you however I want. That's like basically what it is to go on a podcast.
Okay, Gabby. So my therapist said I need to be nicer to women. So, okay, wow. Gabby.
Okay, what a flex to start out by saying you're in therapy. That's a win, actually.
Is it hot in here?
Are you prescribed pills?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of pills.
Sweet.
A lot. I mean, because who isn't on pills? Can we say that?
Yeah, and I took all mine today because I'm feeling fine.
High five.
Ew.
High five for us.
Ew, I have to wash my hand. Ew. So it's really weird because I like hate you, but we're on the same
show. Join the club. Join the club. Everybody hates me.
How did you get on the traders?
I mean, I'm in reality TV, so it kind of makes sense, you know? My agent called me and they were like, do you want to go on Dancing with the Stars? Do you want to go on The Mask? Or do you want to go on The Traitors? I was like,
yeah.
I love Scotland. I freaking love Scotland, dude. I want to go out there.
Yeah.
So then I said yes, but
yeah,
getting really hot in here. I think it's the lights or something.
Well, I did Dancing with the Stars and it was like, I was really good. So it was like a natural like progression, you know, for me to go like onto the traders. So
yeah, dude. Yeah.
I heard you begged.
To be on the trade. I don't beg. I don't beg.
That's not what Ariana told me.
No, I was asked to be on the show, dude. I was asked. People want to see me. People love seeing me on the TV.
Okay.
Regardless
sure.
of whether they like me or not. But people want to see me.
Okay, can you not, like, hit my chairs?
Sorry.
They're, like, not mine, but I have a podcast. Are you tweaking out right now?
Dude. Am I sweating? Be honest.
Ew. Ew. I am, like, grossed. Did you wear deodorant? Like, get your shit together.
Yeah, I heard that the one that I was using actually has aluminum in it, so I've been using this other one. It's, like, all natural, dude. It's sick. I don't think it works though.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You're literally the reason I became a lesbian.
What?
It's men like you.
Dude, what?
I can't.
Dude, that's psycho.
You are just so absolutely gross. And it's like, I know we're on a TV show together, but the fact that you're just like dripping sweat in here is just like,
the earth is burning up, you guys. I don't know if you saw that, but pollution is real, you know? Global warming, and that's real. So I'm just, you know, trying to survive, to be honest.
Okay.
Are you liking being on the traders?
This is not CNN. Yeah, I love it. I've made so many good friends. Like, I'm in
Me
a
too.
Group called the Bambies.
I love you guys.
We're like all so pretty and we're like really good at like playing the game. And then we like talk about our workers, you know, and like, yeah.
I haven't really made any alliances. I don't know if that's my fault, but
it is.
But I'm having trouble kind of making like friendship. I thought I was close actually with Boston Rob.
Boston Rob is so hardcore.
He's kind of giving me red flags now. Like he's like talking a lot and I'm getting a little freaked out by him. I think he's giving signs that he's a traitor.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Are you on drugs? Because sometimes you do that with your eyes, and I'm like, oh, Sandoval is like on.
I've, guys, hand to Christ. I'm like that. I've always had that. Like I always open my eyes. People think I'm on drugs all the time, and I'm not. I'm not tweaking. I've always done that with my. I'm very intense.
Okay.
Very intense. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you know? Did you know that Bob? I don't even remember if I put Bob the drag queen as a traitor.
I did, and I am still having nightmares because he was like an icon and like a friend, and I feel so bad.
Yeah, dude. I hate when people leave, but that's better for us. So
yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so on the traitors, like who do you think is like a traitor?
Sometimes I don't even know. Like how to play the game. I'm like, I go to bed at night and I'm like, dude, am I a traitor? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of confusing, man. Like, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, am I the traitor? What's happened? Has that happened to you?
No, but okay. I feel like it shows.
Yeah. I'm kind of confused.
Yeah. You look like you're like bugging out like 96.5% of the time. And we're all like, is he high or is this like how you play the game? Because like everyone like comes in, you know, it's a little bit of like weird energy.
Yeah,
and yours is scary.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm just speaking from the truth here, guys, I would say, I think, who do I think is the traitor? Ivor. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. I mean, we were doing that challenge and my forearms hurt, dude. Like they a lot. Like I'm in shape, but we were like running up that hill. Like were you struggling with that? I was like, whoa, dude.
No.
These rocks are heavy, dude.
Yeah. I do something called working out.
I do too. No. Like I do too. But I was like, yeah, I was like breathing a lot.
I want you to know that like when you looked like a loser doing that. And like Ariana called me and was like,
who, me? I look like a loser?
Yeah. Like, dude, yeah.
What?
Like a little, like a lot. And it's
how,
so
dude?
Funny.
I'm running up. I'm like, seriously, this is me running like this.
Yeah.
Like, that's like peak athlete, dude. That's
even
peak.
Brittany, who's like a quarter of your size, was like crushing it. So it's like kind of embarrassing for you.
The amount of times I paid so much money to Barry's boot camp, you would think that I belong in the Olympics.
Okay.
It's like,
I don't want to know what you do like in your personal life. Like,
yeah,
I love certain workouts. Like,
stupid Tom, sorry.
This is my show. And so like, you just like, don't tell me like too much detail about like your life. It's like gross. Cause you're just like, you're just such I feel like you're going to murder me.
Me?
Yeah, you look so weird.
I couldn't hurt a fly. Yeah.
My girlfriend's going to come and hunt you down and fucking punch you in the fucking face.
That's really dark.
Yeah, she's badass. So yeah.
I come in peace. I hope everybody, you know, realizes that. I'm like, I'm not a bad person, dude.
You smell.
Ariana put me down here, man. Okay? Like, why do I have to keep on telling everybody this? Dude, what? Okay. Dude, I mean, like, honestly, dude, I went on this show to kind of just, like, clear my name, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's nice. Yeah.
I'm always having to, like, defend myself, dude. I can't even be friends with, like, freaking Ivor, man. Like, I'm grasping for straws here, man.
Okay. So, like, I'm going to tell you something about the show, okay? Like, maybe you can take it or leave it. It's, like, advice or not advice, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But I actually believe no one likes you on the show. So, yeah. Like, take that information and just, like, digest it and, like, ingest it and, you know, take it and take it away and whatever. But I really just think, like, you know, you're out for yourself. Like, we're all out for ourselves unless you're a Bambi. So, yeah.
So what do I have to do to be a Bambi? It's
get pretty.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you have like, okay. I guess like, are you dating anyone? Like I ask people that on my podcast.
So. Yeah.
You are.
I, after a couple months, dude, I felt ready to find love again. And I found the perfect person. I mean, we went through like some, she accused me of like battery, but that's, that was a lie, dude.
Oh,
that was,
my God.
No, that was not real. That was a misunderstanding.
You're going to make my blowout go flat. Like, ew.
It was blown out of proportion, dude. That's not what happened.
That like always happens to you. I feel like you like, everything gets blown out of proportion. Like,
yeah, I'm misunderstood, dude. Like, I'm just, that's all, man.
Do you have a song about that?
I mean, Stacey's mom is misunderstood. She's always thinking the worst of me.
Okay, on my show, can you not bring in Stacey's mom? Because I, like, know her. Yeah, it was a song. It was like really close to my heart. So like, just don't like ruin it. You know, you've ruined like so much.
Sick, dude. What do you think our next challenge is going to be? Because I kind of want to be prepped for it.
I hope it's like, I actually hope it's like a makeover, you know, like where we get to do our nursh and we get to do our tursh and we get to like, you know, blow dry each other's hair.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
I feel like you would struggle, but be surprisingly good because you're like kind of like crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm confused why I'm not a traitor, actually, because I thought when I was going on the show, they were going to make me a traitor and then I wasn't chosen.
I think you're a traitor.
Gabby, I'm not.
But you're a born traitor, so it would totally make sense for them to put you as a traitor on the fucking show.
Dude, that would be
show.
So obvious, though. They would be like, oh, Sandoval cheated. Like, he's a traitor. Chrishell honestly has been getting on my last nerve, dude. I kind of want to just, like Chrishell, like, stop getting on my back,
okay,
dude.
Don't talk about my girl like that. She is literally a Bambi. She is, like, the fucking coolest. She is a bad bitch, and we love Chrishell, and she's actually selling me a house, so, like... I don't want to badmouth her because I want to get a good deal.
Right. Like, realtor, you know. What kind of talent is that anyways? You sell houses, dude? Sorry, that was mean. Okay.
She makes way more money than you. So, yeah. And I would watch your mouth because she's going to come.
Okay.
She's going to come for you.
I want to say something.
Okay.
I want to say something.
The floor is yours.
Okay. I'm not a traitor. And I just want the best. I don't want people to use like my past and then judge me on it for the show, man. And I don't want to go in a coffin. And
don't you think it's so obvious that you've said I'm not a traitor like at least 17 times in this podcast when I have not said it once, and yet you consider yourself to be like a good game player? I find that really suspicious.
I'm just going what Bob the drag queen did. He just kept saying I'm not a traitor, dude. So I watched him, and then now that's what I'm doing.
Okay,
I'm saying,
but he was.
Yeah, but nobody knew that. That's
okay,
like, that's,
Tom.
That's where, you know.
This was so much fun. Wow. I really appreciate you coming on the show. And even though this was clearly a publicity thing that my publicist was like, please have him on.
Gabby, we're so good together, dude.
Okay. No. And I just want to say good luck to you the rest of the season. I hope that you have a good time on the show. Congrats to you for being a fucking asshole again. And yeah.
You're the real traitor, Gabby.
Maybe I am, but you haven't guessed it right yet. Good. I hope you light yourself on fire.
Guys, Gabby is a traitor, dude. Gabby's a traitor.
Okay, you can say whatever you want. I know I'm faithful because I am so faithful to my girls in the Bambies. So suck a D, which is something I actually do not do for the rest of my life.
You're throwing a lot of hate at me, but I just want to say I love you, Gabby.
I don't love you. And
I love you, Gabby.
Oh, my God.
What are you going to do about it?
Stop. You're so weird.
Can I kiss you, Gabby?
Ew. No.
Okay. I take it back.
Okay.
Watch anyway, Traitors.
Watch the Traitors. Thank you so much for coming on to their show. And follow me on TikTok Rock. And we'll see you next time. Bye.